Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph Sanhedrin 34. Back in our Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, our Mishnah had taught Dine, that we say with respect to Dine Mamonos, when it comes to a monetary case done in Bayom, that the judges must start adjudicating the case during the day. The Goman Belayla, however, they can complete the matter, they can give their ruling at night. However, when it comes to a capital crime, Dine Nefashos, by a capital crime done in Bayom, the Goman Bayom, they must start by day and finish by day. So the Gemara asks, what is the source for this idea that Dine Mamonos can start at during the day and finish at night? The Gemara explains that there is a verse, and the verse states, "Vishavtu esa'am b'chol eis." It states in Exodus chapter 18, verse 22, that they shall judge the people at any moment. And so we see from here that even though they started by day, they can finish it at night. So the Gemara asks about that. Well, if that's the case, that they can finish it at any night, because the verse says, "Vishavtu asa'am b'chol eis," well, "Yihachi tchilas dinami." So why can't they also start at night? So the Gemara says, well, yeah, there's another verse which says, "V'haya b'yom hanchilos banav." And this relates to when you give an inheritance, and it says, on the day that you give the inheritance to your children, you cannot favor the one you like over the one you hate. That's from Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 16. And so there it says, "Biyom hachilos beinav," where it says, on the day that you bequeath the property to your children. So how could that be? One verse says at all times, and one verse says only during the day. So we see from here, "Yom tchilas din lailul gmar din," that the day is the beginning of the judgment, but the night is the conclusion of the judgment. That is by Dine Mamonos. This is the opinion of the Rabbanan. However, comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara cites opinion that says that they disagree with the Rabbanan, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because we learned in a Braisa that Rabbi Meir says, what do we do with the fact that there's a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 5, that states, "V'nikshu ha-kohanim b'nei Levi," that one should come close to the sons of Levi, to the Kohanim, and on the base of these Kohanim, they should decide every fight, every dispute, kol riv v'chol naga, on every affliction, every tzarat. And so the Gemara asks, what is the connection between a riv, a fight, a dispute, and a naga, and an affliction like tzarat? And so the Gemara says, we see from here that we're supposed to compare, according to Rabbi Meir, that we must compare the laws of disputes to the laws of Nigam, to the laws of Tzaras, that just like the afflictions can only be declared a Tzaras if they're seen during the day, so too the laws of Dine Mamonos must only take place during the day. And continues the Gemara, continues this Braisa, that just like the laws of Tzaras cannot be done by a Kohen who is a sumin, who is blind, so too the laws of disputes cannot be adjudicated by a judge who is blind. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So we see from here that Rabbi Meir argues with the Chachamim both by Dine Mamonos, that he says it must be entirely by day, and also by with respect to a blind person who Rabbi Meir says cannot be a judge. In this context, the Gemara cites a story with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a person in his town who was blind, who was acting as a judge. Hahu Samya, that there was a blind man, Davi Bishvusei de Rabbi Yochanan. He was judging in the laws in the community of Rabbi Yochanan, and Davi Dain Dini Velo Amarle Rabbi Yochanan Vomidi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. And so we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the position of Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan had his own Stam Mishnah that supports him. So even though there was an open Mishnah in Meseches Nida, which argues with the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and seems to support the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and argues with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, because the Mishnah Meseches Nida says, "Kol kosher," that whoever is kosher to adjudicate a judge is kosher lahayid, is kosher to be a witness. Ve'yesh kosher lahayid ve'in kosher ladun. And ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan asuye suma ba'achas me'enav. And there it says Rabbi Yochanan says explicitly that since a witness is not kosher to be if they are blind, so too they are not kosher to be a judge. And there Rabbi Yochanan says that that's the opinion of the Mishnah. But that Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan is citing in Meseches Nida is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But here Rabbi Yochanan, who allowed this person to judge, must be holding like a Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Meir. And so they say that a person who is blind is allowed to be a judge. Even though that is the case that somebody, according to the Rabbanan, is allowed to be a judge, whereas according to Rabbi Meir, if they're blind, they're not allowed to be a judge. This became a situation which was discussed amongst our poskim, whether or not somebody who is blind is able to sit in ruling and be a dayan. And so indeed, the Shu Toras Chaim records a case that was brought before Moreno Rabbeinu Daniel Istromsa, and the case happened to do with a person who had been for many years acting like a dayan in the town, and then he became blind. And so they wanted to know if this person was still considered to be a kosher judge who was able to bring a ruling. And so the Shu Toras Chaim cited this an opinion of the Mashtam, and the Mashtam was asked about a person who was under the age of 40 and wanted to be a dayan, and the community wanted him to be the dayan, to be the judge, and they wanted to know if that was okay, since we have Chazal says that you're not allowed to judge before you're the age of 40, according to the Gemara in Sota 22a. And so the Mashtam said, yeah, that when they said that a person under the age of 40 can't be a dayan, that's because in those days, time of the Talmud, the judge was ruling on the basis of logic, on their own svar, their own opinion. But today, all the rulings are not on the basis of svar. They're on the basis of what's written in the book already, based upon textual sources. And so therefore, it's a totally different idea. And so therefore, somebody under the age of 40 is allowed to be a judge. And he says, so too with respect to somebody who's blind, since today it's all based, that nobody's really acting like a judge on their own logic. It's all based upon earlier sources. And so therefore, you allowed somebody who was blind to act as a judge.